You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
I believe God takes us on journeys. Sometimes we get so fixated on the destination that we forget about what God is doing in the midst of the journey. God has a path that he wants you and I to take, and he wants to take us on this journey. Anybody ready for that? I just think about when I was young and my parents were taking me somewhere and I didn't know exactly where I was going, but I knew we were going somewhere and it was good. Anybody ever had like an expectation like that in God that you're like, I don't know, God, where you're taking me right now in this season, but I know it's got to be good. It's got to be a good thing. The Bible says that every good and perfect thing comes down from above, from the Father of lights. And so I want us to live with an expectation that God is doing something good. We may not know what he's doing, but he's doing something good. Amen? Today I want to talk to you from the book of Ruth, chapter 2. We talked a little bit last week from Ruth, chapter 1. But there's really something special I think God wants to tell you from Ruth 2. Say to somebody today that it's the time of harvest. Time of harvest. I think it's so important that we know what season that we're in. Because a lot of times we get to sowing when we should be reaping, and we're trying to reap sometimes when we should be sowing. We come and we're trying to do something by our natural intellect when God is saying, just listen and I'm going to tell you what season it is. So let's start right here in Ruth chapter 2, if you will. It says, now there was a wealthy and influential man in Bethlehem named Boaz, who was a relative of Naomi's husband, Elimelech. One day, Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, let me go out into the harvest fields to pick up the stalks of grain left behind anyone who is kind enough to let me do it. And Naomi replied, all right, my daughter, go ahead. It's important for us to know the season. Look at somebody saying, know the season. See, Ruth knew, she might be from a different country, but she knew that there are different seasons, and it was harvest season. It was that time when you go out and you harvest what's been planted. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, for everything there is a season. Just say it one time, season. For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under the sun. Sometimes you're going to be an employee. Other times God is going to say it's the season for you to become an employer. There's going to be times that that you're a child, and other times you're a parent. Sometimes you're the student, other times you're the teacher. There's a season for everything. And it's important as believers that we know what season that we're in. When I was living in New York, I went and I wasn't really prepared for the season, the winter season. And that first winter season, anybody ever been to the north and it's just so ugly, cold, you're just ready to come right back home. Amen. So I got there and we had just moved there and it was the first winter season in New York. And evidently, I thought I had the right type of clothes on, but I had the wrong clothes on. Anybody can ever testify to that, where it's like maybe there's big holes in the fabric of your clothes because it is cold. That air is finding a way through your clothes to your skin. I was not prepared for the season. We got to be ready for the season. But likewise, I could say if you were down here in Miami and you are dressed for a New York winter, you would not be prepared. You would be sweating. You might be passing out because you are not prepared for the correct season. Can I tell you, sometimes we're not prepared for the season that God has us in. Now, Ruth 2:3 says, so Ruth went out to gather the grain behind the harvesters, And as it happened, she found herself working in a field that belonged to Boaz, the relative of her father-in-law, Elimelech. While she was there, Boaz arrived from Bethlehem to greet the harvesters. "Lord be with you," he said. "The Lord bless you," the harvesters replied. Then Boaz asked the foreman, "Who is that young woman over there? Who does she belong to?" And the foreman replied, "She is the woman from Moab who came back with Naomi. She asked me this morning if she could gather grain behind the harvesters, and she has been hard at work ever since, except for a few minutes to rest in the shelter." God has given each of us a place to work, each of us opportunities, each of us open doors, each of us blessings. But sometimes we don't put our hand to the plow. Sometimes we're not being diligent in the door that God has opened. And I tell you, something that we see in Ruth's life is she was diligent. God opened the door for her to go back with Naomi, and she went. She was obedient. Then there, God opened a door for her to work in the harvest field, and she was not lazy, but she was diligent in the work that God had given her. Even the foreman was speaking highly of her, saying she hasn't really rested, but just for a few minutes in the shelter, she's been diligent in her work. Can I tell you, when God gives you an opportunity, when God gives you work, be diligent in the work that God gives you. God has a plan for you, but it will take work. When God gave the children of Israel the promised land, they still had to work for it. When God gave Ruth opportunities, she still had to work for it. There was open doors, but she still had to work for it. God is going to give you opportunities. God's going to give you blessings, but you're going to have to work for it. Do you have a prophecy? Do you have a promise that God has given you? You need to lean into that. You need to pray into that. You need to progress towards that. God wants to bless you, but you have to do your part. And Ruth was faithful to do her part. And as believers, we have to have a mindset to progress, to move forward into what God has called us. Not to sit on the calling, but to take action. Colossians 3:23 tells us, "Whatever you find to do, do it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance for the Lord as a reward, it is Christ the Lord that you're serving." How many want to have an inheritance? How many want to have a reward? Well, God says wherever you are, whatever you found to do with your hands, whatever blessing, whatever door, whatever job, whatever opportunity God has given, do it with all your might as though you're doing it for God. Because it's God that opened the door for you to have that job. It was God that opened you the door to have that opportunity. So when you work and you put your hand and you study to show yourself approved, God is going to bless you. God is saying, work as though you're serving the Lord. Your inheritance will come, but we have to do the work. Look at somebody and say, do the work. Now, this next part, I like this. Ruth 2:5. Then Boaz asked the foreman, "Who is this young woman? And who does she belong to?" The foreman says, "She's the young woman from Moab that came back with Naomi. She's asked me this morning if she could gather grain, and she's been hard at work ever since, except for a few minutes rest in the shelter." Then Boaz went and said to Ruth, "Listen, my daughter, stay right here with us when you gather grain. Don't go to other fields. Stay right behind the young woman working in the field. See which part of the field they're harvesting and follow them. I have warned the young men not to treat you roughly, and when you are thirsty, help yourself to the water they have drawn from the well." Now Ruth fell down at his feet and thanked him warmly. "What have I done to deserve such kindness?" she asked. "I am only a foreigner." "Yes, I know," Boaz replied, "but I also know about everything you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband. I have heard how you left your father and your mother and your own land to live among complete strangers. May the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge, reward you fully for what you've done." When you're doing the work, sometimes you might not feel like you're getting seen or acknowledged or appreciated. Can I tell you, Boaz is really shows us the character of God, because Boaz goes over and he acknowledges what she's doing. Sometimes we feel like other people aren't seeing, but can I tell you that God is seeing what you do? God sees everything that you do, and God is going to reward you. How many know the Bible says that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him? Let your work be a witness to others. The foreman came to Boaz and said, yeah, this is the one that came from with Naomi back here from Moab. And he had also heard stories in town of how she had been faithful, how she had been diligent, how she had looked after Naomi, how she had been loyal. Let your character, let your work be a witness before others. Ruth's work spoke of her character. I think work ethic still says something about somebody. You know, the way that somebody works, even when people aren't looking. You know, when I was younger, everybody's name means something. And I knew my first name meant Joshua, means God is salvation. But I said to my dad, I said, well, what does Swilly mean? And he said, son, Swilly means hard worker. I think he made that up because he's trying to get me to work hard in the yard or something like that with him. But maybe do some extra chores around the house. But that stuck with me, and that became part of my character, that I had work ethic. I was a hard worker. And Ruth's name meant something. In town, she had a reputation of being loyal and being somebody that was of character. So her hard work, her character was a witness before others. What does your character say to other people? Does it say that you're a person of integrity? Does it say that you're somebody that's an honest person? Does it say you're a loyal friend? What does your character say? What does your name mean? Is it saying something right now that you need to change and make some adjustments because it's saying something you don't want it to say? As Christians, our character should say something to those around us. Matthew 5:16, Jesus says, let your light so shine before men that they'll see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. They'll see your good what? Not good talk. Good works. Sometimes we think it's all about talking, but sometimes you have to realize you got to walk the walk. Jesus said, let your light so shine. How are we going to let our light shine? By letting them see good works. The way we work, the way we interact, the way we have action in our lives, action to our faith. Let your walk say something. Say it to somebody. Let your walk say something. When we follow God's instructions, great things happen. We see Boaz give Ruth some instructions, and then Boaz gives her blessing and favor. A lot of times we're looking for blessing and favor before we're obedient. Before we ever follow the instruction that God has given us, we're looking for favor. God bless me, right? I will gladly pay you on Tuesday for a hamburger today. That's what we're looking for, a hamburger blessing from God today for obedience tomorrow. But we need to first obey the instructions God has given us in this season, and then God is going to bless. First, I sow obedience, then I reap blessing and favor. We have to follow what God is showing us. Hallelujah. Some of us like to try to jump out. This is the men. We like to go and try to build the toy before we even read the instruction manual. We try to put the IKEA desk together before we even read the... We got the power drill all out, just making holes everywhere. Read the instructions. First, follow the instructions God gives you. Follow the instructions. I love this. Ruth 2:12. Boaz says, may the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge, reward you fully for what you have done. Can I tell you, God's going to reward you for what you've done. Regardless of if somebody sees it or somebody doesn't see it, God sees it. And that's a comfort. God is a comforter. I love that concept that he says, may the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. How many know that God found you when you were messed up and he cleaned you up and he brought you underneath his wings, underneath his covering? That's the problem sometimes with us is in that time of need, we come underneath the covering of God. But then when everything's good, we just kind of, let me go over here and do my own thing. But God is saying, no, stay underneath the covering that I got for you. Because underneath here is the provision that I have for you. Underneath here is the blessing that I have for you. Underneath here is the favor that you need. Stay underneath the covering. Boaz says, may the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge, reward you fully. God's going to reward you. Boaz makes this powerful statement because he understands the character of God. When you come to him, when you draw close to him, he draws close to you. He's a rewarder when we diligently seek him. When we're keep coming for refuge, when we keep drawing into him, he blesses, he rewards us. May God fully reward you. It reminded me of Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Amen. God has protection. God has provision. But we got to stay close. We got to stay under the shadow of the Almighty. Ruth 2:14. At mealtime then, Boaz calls to Ruth, come over here and help yourself to some food. You can dip your bread in the sour wine. So she sat with the harvesters and Boaz gave her some roasted grain to eat. And she ate all she wanted. Somebody say all. And she had some left over. Somebody say some. She had all she needed, and she had some left over. This is how God works in your life. He gives you all that you need, and you have some left over. When you're a tither, when you give, you have all that you need, and you have some left over. That's the way that God operates. Amen. Not only does God bless you, not only does God favor you, but God gives you all that you need and God gives you some left over. I think that's so awesome. But you got to be in position if you want that blessing. You can't be out of position. You got to stay where? Underneath his wings. You got to stay in close if you want to have all your needs provided and some left over. I love that. Stay in the right position. When God instructs you, respond. There's a blessing in the response. There's a blessing when we respond the right way. And Ruth responded. Ruth was faithful. She was faithful in her relationship with Naomi. She didn't reach Bethlehem and then she just started going out nights on the town and hanging out with all these different other people. No, she stayed loyal to the person that helped her get there. She was faithful to relationships that God brought in her life. Can I tell you, sometimes when we disconnect from relationships that God brought in our lives, we can miss what God is trying to do. Because sometimes God will put the word in that person's mouth that you need for this season. How many know that the word about Boaz came from Naomi's mouth? Ruth didn't see it at first. Ruth didn't see that would be her husband, but Naomi saw it. God gave Naomi. See, sometimes we'll miss it, but that covenant relationship, that divine connection will say, hey, listen, this is what I'm seeing by the Spirit. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. Sometimes God has given us all the knowledge, all the wisdom we need, but we reject it. We reject knowledge. We reject relationships. Sometimes we disconnect when we're not supposed to disconnect. God will speak to you directly, but sometimes God is going to speak to you through somebody that's in your life. God gave Naomi as a prophetic direction for Ruth. And Ruth just clung on to that relationship that God gave her. Stay connected to the right people. Don't disconnect when God is doing something. I've seen it far too many times as a pastor. People get their feelings hurt. People get upset with somebody, have a personality conflict, and all of a sudden, guess what? They disconnect. God didn't tell them to disconnect. They just got their feelings hurt. Look at somebody and say, grow up. We got to, this is the thing. We got to grow up in God sometimes. Get some maturity under our belt, because you know what? Sometimes you might not get along with somebody that you need in your life. So you need to grow up and get over it. My dad taught me some great ministry lessons. You know, when I was a young minister, I get frustrated with somebody that was working on one of my teams, and I come to my dad and say, man, we need to cut this person loose. This person's causing trouble. They're embarrassing me. They're embarrassing the ministry. And he'd say, listen, this is a growth opportunity for you. This is a growth opportunity for you. If God brings it, let God define it. See, far too often God brings something into our life, and then because something's easier, we try to redefine it. You don't define it. If God brings it into your life, you let God define it. Ruth 2:21. Then Ruth said, what's more? And she's bringing the report back to Naomi. She says, Boaz even told me to come back and stay with his harvesters until the entire harvest is complete. Good, Naomi explained. Do as he said, my daughter. Stay with his young women right through the whole harvest. Somebody say the whole harvest. You might be harassed in other fields, but you'll be safe with him. So Ruth worked alongside the women in Boaz's field and gathered grain with them until the end. Somebody say end. The end of the barley harvest. Then she continued, say continued. She continued working with them through the wheat harvest until early summer. And all the while she lived with her mother-in-law. Can I tell you, sometimes we short circuit God's blessing in our life because we get impatient. We get antsy. Knees start to go and we say, oh my goodness, something's not happening. I need to get out there. I need to do something else. Listen, if God puts you somewhere, if God puts you on assignment, if God tells you something, don't move until God tells you to move, do something else. I've seen too many people, they get antsy, they get anxious, and they move on to something else because they feel like something's supposed to be happening, but God hadn't spoken yet. God hadn't spoken yet. So what do? We have to be patient in the last word that God gives us until God gives us a next word. It says she stayed through to the whole barley harvest was complete. And then because she was faithful and she continued, there was also a second harvest. And she stayed to the completion of the second harvest. Amen. Can I tell you that sometimes you're expecting one harvest and God has two. You're expecting one blessing and God has more blessings in your life. But we have to be patient. We have to wait. You know, how many know that a harvest doesn't spring up overnight? It takes time. Got to be patient. Wait on the Lord, right? Wait on the Lord. He'll renew your strength, right? And then you'll mount up with wings as eagles. You'll run and not grow weary. You'll walk. You won't faint. But you got to be patient. Don't be distracted. Stay until the harvest is complete. Say that with me. Stay until the harvest is complete. My goodness. Too many times I've seen it. People leave before their harvest is complete. People stop before the blessing is fully taken in. Don't do that. Don't short circuit your harvest. Stay until the harvest is complete. Stay on your assignment. Stay right on what God has given you to do. In verse 23, Ruth stayed all the way through the barley harvest and then stayed. She continued throughout the wheat harvest. God has so much more for you than you could possibly imagine. We put God in a box sometimes. Sometimes we say, well, God could bless me like this. But what if God bless you like that and like something else? We serve a big God and a God that loves us and wants to bless us and wants to show us favor, wants to give us all that we need and then some left over. Amen. Will you stand with me? I want to pray with you today. I want to speak something over your life. Because this is the time of harvest. This is a season of blessing. But you got to be willing to put in the work. Got to be faithful. Got to look at the instructions God has given you. And God is going to give you more than you expected. Bow your heads with me. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your people that you've called by your name. God, I thank you that they would seek you, that they would hear you, that they would follow the instruction. God, that they would respond to the instruction that you give them. Father, that you would let them be faithful and consistent in what you've given them. Even when things get crazy, that they stay faithful in what you've given them to do, faithful to the call. And Lord, bless them. Bless them, because God, I know you're a God that loves to bless. You love to bless your sons and your daughters, God. You have the very best prepared for them. So God, help us not to short circuit the blessing you've provided for us, that you've already set aside for us. God, let us learn to wait on you. Let us be patient. Let us develop that fruit of the spirit of patience, that we're able to wait for the good things that you have, for the harvest, and sometimes for the more than one harvest that you have in our lives. God, let us be patient. Let us be diligent. Let our name say something. Let our name be a witness to those around us. God, I thank you for it.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.